Let's see, we are picking up Emirat Hashem on Samech Aleph and Mabezi. Left off a little bit in the middle of the Rabbi Akiva story, a very dramatic Gemara. So we're talking about the idea that Rabbi Akiva was incarcerated by the Romans for teaching Torah in public, and he was incarcerated together with Pappas ben Yehuda. So the Gemara picks up and says, I'm in the wide lines. It is 2, 4, 6 lines into the wide lines. B'shah shotziu es Rabbi Akiva lahariga. When they brought Rabbi Akiva out to be executed, zman kriya shema haya. It was a time for Shema. A very, very beautiful and very heartbreaking and profound Gemara. B'hayu sarkin es b'sar b'masreiko shel barzel. They were literally, again, flaying the skin of Rabbi Akiva off with iron combs. V'hayu makabal alav ol malchus shamayim. And Rabbi Akiva was saying Shema. Amr lo tamid of Rabbeinu ad kan. So the students, it's interesting, like his tamidim were, since Rabbi Akiva were obviously like horrified. In other words, they were horrified by what they saw happening to their Rebbe. And they just wondered, like, okay, it's one thing to accept the Ratzon of Hashem, I accept the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, you know, Kriya Shema, which is like an active acceptance of the yoke of heaven. They said, Rebbe, like, are you obligated to go to this extreme that even when your life is being taken in such a brutal and horrific and barbaric fashion, that you're obligated to accept the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's incredible. Amr Lahem, Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitzar Al Pasuk Zeh. My whole life, I was bothered by the following pasuk. This is how we started this Gemara. Bechol nafshecha afilu hunota es nishmascha. The pasuk says you have to love Hashem with all of your soul, which means even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your life, you still have to love Hashem. Amarti, masai yavol yadav ekaimena. Rabbi Akiva said, I always wondered, how would I ever have the opportunity to go ahead and give my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where would I ever have? Sorry, where would I ever have that? Silencing the phone, apologize. Where would I ever have that opportunity to give my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'achshav shabali yodu lo akaimeno. And now that I've had this opportunity to literally dial Kiddush Hashem, give my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't fulfill it. So Rabbi Akiva literally used his last moments in this world to accept upon himself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hayamarech be'echad, ashiyatas ha'nishmaso be'echad. And Rabbi Akiva elongated the echad, because actually that's the halacha, that you're supposed to elongate the echad, and literally again he died, his soul left his body at the same time that he completed the echad. Yatza Sabaska of Amra, divine voice came out and said, Ashracha Rabbi Akiva, Shiyatza Nishmascha Be'echad. Praiseworthy are you, Rabbi Akiva, that your soul left your body at echad. Amru Malachi Ashra Zathena Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to the Moshom, Zu Torah, Bezu Schara. So the Malachim, this is incredible. Even the Malachim who normally have the opportunity to see the grand plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? To see everything unfold, the Malachim could not wrap their heads around this. They said, Ribono Shel Olam, what is this? This is Torah, this is the reward. Baskol, the heavenly voice came out and said, praiseworthy you, Rabbi Akiva, for you are invited for all eternity into the world to come. An overwhelming, overwhelming Gemara. So the idea being that a person is obligated to give the totality of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, for those people who value their money, I give all of my money to Hashem, or so to speak, you know, dedicate my material wealth to Hashem. For those people who care more about their physical life, I'm willing to give everything, even my physical life, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Incredible. So the Mishnah said that a person should not act like in a frivolous way, a lighthearted way, opposite the eastern gate, which faces the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav, lo amru ela min atzofim velifnim. Furthermore, again, so Rav Yisrael Marav is only placed in Tzofim. Now, what's Tzofim? So Rashi points out over here, makum sheicholun liros misham harabayis. Now, obviously, this only applies if you could see onto Harabayis, if you could see onto the Temple Mount, and you could see through the Eastern Gate, so you're gazing at the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadosh, or in the direction of the Holy of Holies, then you can't act in a lighthearted fashion. Uberoa. And only if you actually see. So in other words, it has to be that you're able to see into the Eastern Gate, and literally again, you're able to see up to where the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be. Itmar Nami Am Rabbi Abba Reid Rav Chia Bar Abba Hachi Am Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amru Ela Min Atzofim Lifnim Uberoa. So this only applies, number one, if you're in this Tzofim, this place where you could see the Harabayis Vilifnim, and further closer to the base of Mikdash, Uberoa, and you're able actually to see. into the eastern gate, ubishain geder, and there's no wall interrupting, ubizman shashchina shora, and when the shchina, when the divine presence actually rests, meaning the Beis Hamikdash is standing. Tan rabbanon hanifne biyehuda lo yifne mizrach umarav, when a person is defecating in Yehuda, and again the tribal area of Yehuda, he should make sure not to defecate in a mizrach umarav, in an east-west, in right east-west. Why not? Because this would be in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. Elot Safon Vidarim. Rather, one should face either north or south. Ubegalil, in the Galil, lo yifne ela mizrach umayrif. In the Galil, you should only face, right, you should only face east or west and not north-south. In other words, depending on where you are, the idea is you should not defecate in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi said it's fine. In other words, there is no particular direction that one has to be careful with when defecating. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer lo asra ela beroa ubimakum shein sham geder ubizman shashchina shora. Because Rabbi Yossi says like this: this prohibition to act in this light-hearted fashion only applies when literally, again, you could see the Harabayas, you're looking into that direction, and the Beis Hamikdash itself is actually standing. The Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim go ahead and prohibit. I says the Gemara, Chachamim Hainu Tanakamo, are the Chum saying the same thing as the Tanakamo? Ikebenayu, Stadin. So the Shaila is, let's say again, it's not a direct visual access point, but you're off to the side. Is that prohibited or not? That'll be Machlokes, sorry, Tanakamo and the Chachamim. Another brisa, Hanifim bi Yehuda, lo yifne mizrach umayrif. Elat safon b'darim. If one is defecating in Yehuda, he should not do so in an east-west direction, rather north-south. Ubegalio, and in the north, safon b'darim, south, north, and south. Sorry, safon b'darim aser. You can't defecate to north-south because that would be the direction of the Beis Hamikdash from the north. But Mizrach umayriv motor, but east-west is motor. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says that it's motor. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer lo asu ela beroa. Rabbi Yossi says there's only a problem. In other words, one only has to get into the direction that one is defecating in when one is able to see the Harabayas from where he is relieving himself. Rabbi Yehuda says bizman shein Beis Hamikdash kayim aser, bizman shein Beis Hamikdash kayim motor. And Rabbi Yehuda, says this whole thing is only an issue when the Beis Hamikdash itself stands. Rabbi Akiva also b'chol makom, and Rabbi Akiva says no, it's aser in any place. Aser in any place. In other words, we'll see what that means in just a moment. Rabbi Akiva hainu tanakama, Ira, isn't Rabbi Akiva saying the same thing? Ikebenayu chutz la'aretz. So nafkamino bin chutz la'aretz. According to Rabbi Akiva, one has to be careful with which direction they're defecating in, even in chutz la'aretz. Whereas ultimately, again, Tanakama doesn't hold that. Rabba, haveshajan le lemne mizrach umayrif. So the Gemara says over here, Rabba, now remember again, Rabba lived in Bavel. So the Gemara says over here that Rabba, when he arranged his toilet, essentially. So remember again, what they would do is, Rashi points out, they would like arrange bricks as a seat. So when he would go ahead and arrange his bricks, right, he would go ahead and he arranged his bricks from east to west. Lemne mizrach umayrif. This way, again, when he would defecate, he'd be facing north-south. So Mar says, Azla Abaye Shadinu Tzafan Darim. So Abaye went and placed them along north to south. Al Rabba Tartzinu. Rabba went in to the bathroom and he straightened them out as he originally had them. Amar, Man Hai Dekamitsarali. Anar Kabi Akiva Svirali. The Amar B'chol Makom Aser. So again, so he said, who's doing this? Who's rearranging my bathroom over here? I hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that halacha l'maisa, wherever you are, in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, one has to be careful with the direction in which they are defecating. Incredible. So the Gemara tells a story over here. The Gemara says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva, Samach Beis Madalav 62a, top line, Tanya. Rabbi Akiva says as follows. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Pamachas nichnasti ach Rabbi Yeshua beis Akisei. One time I followed Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom. Velamarati mino gimel dvarim. And I learned three things from him. Number one, lamarati shein nifne mizrach umayrif. I learned that you cannot go ahead and relieve yourself, right, while facing east or west, but rather again, elot tzafon v'darim. Rather, one has to face north-south. That's number one. Lamarati shein nifarmu umen elam yushav. That when defecating, one should not uncover their body standing up, but rather only while sitting down. So that's a form of tznius. And I learned that you should not wipe yourself with your right hand, rather with the left hand. So clearly, again, so Rabbi Akiva saying he went after Rabbi Yehoshua. So obviously, Rabbi Akiva was was in there with Rabbi Yehoshua. So he literally sees how Rabbi Yehoshua is wiping himself, and he says that you should only go ahead and wipe, you should not wipe with the right hand, only with the left hand. We'll see why that is. So listen to this. So Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, like, what's the matter with you? Like, Rabbi Yehoshua is your Rebbe. What are you doing following him into the bathroom like that? And obviously studying him so closely. Give the guy a little bit of privacy. Why are you going in there? Amrlei, so listen to what? So Rabbi Akiva responds, beautiful. Amrlei, Torahi, Velilmot Anitzarech. Incredible. Incredible Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva says, what should I do? It's Torah, and I have to learn it. See, Rabbi says, so what Rabbi Akiva essentially was saying was, you know, the need to learn and the need to be informed usurps any other considerations. I got it. So I guess I encroached a little bit on his privacy, but Lamai said, it's Torah, and I need to know it. Incredible. The Gemara goes weiter. Tanya ben Azai Omer pam achas nechnasti achar Rabbi Akiva lebeis Akise. So in a similar story, Ben Azai says, one time I followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom, v'lamadati mele gimel dvarim, and I learned three things from him. Number one, l'amadati shein nifnin mizrach umarev elot zafon v'darim. I learned from that you don't defecate facing east-west, rather only north-south. Number two, v'lamadati shein nifran me'umad elam yushav. I learned that you only go ahead and uncover yourself, unclothe yourself, sitting down, not standing up. V'lamadati shein mekanchim binyamin elo b'smol. And I learned that you can't wipe yourself with your right hand, only your left hand. So incredible. So right, so this is same story, right? But this is Ben Azai saying that he followed in Rabbi Akiva. I Amr Lo Rabbi Yehuda, first wide line of Sain Samach Beis Malav 62a, Amr Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kane Asta Panecha Barabecha. So here, so again, Rabbi Yehuda now says to Ben Azai, what's the matter with you? Right? It's such an act of disrespect to your Rabbi. Amr Lo Torahi Velilmod Anitzarech. So this is beautiful. So he says it's Torah, and I have to learn it. So we'll say along the same lines again. And this is a fascinating story. Rav Kahana all gonna to say Poria Dirav. So Rav Kahana went and hid underneath the bed of Rav. So Rashi points out over here that Rav Kahana wanted to see how Rav conducted himself in the realm of marital relations. So don't try this at home. This is quite a fascinating Gemara. But again, you're obviously talking about people with such purity of intent. It's incredible. So Shamei v'Shachak. So we heard that Rav spoke with his wife, and then they laughed together, and then they had relations. So Amrlei. So apparently, Rav Kahana pipes up from underneath the bed after the act of intimacy is finished, and he says, Rav Kahana says to Rav, "Dami pumi da'aba kidalo sarav tavshila." You sound like someone who's never eaten any food. In other words, what does that mean? Sounds like Rav Kahana was surprised that Rav was talking and joking, as opposed to just engaging in the act and finishing. He was surprised about Rav's conduct in intimacy. Amr Lo Kahana, right? So Rav, clearly taken a little bit by surprise, says, Kahana, hachat, are you under the bed? So Puk, get out of here. To lav orech ara. This is not normal that you're here. Amr Lo Torahi Valilmot Anitzarech. He says, Rebbe, it's Torah and I have to learn it. So just by the way, there's some very important halacha that's learned out in the realm of intimacy from this exchange. That clearly what Rav was doing was, Rav was creating a mood. So he didn't just engage in the act, but he was talking with his wife. He was laughing with his wife. He was creating the right mood so as to allow the act of intimacy to be enjoyable for his wife. A really incredible Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter. By the way, why can't you wipe yourself with your right hand? Ela b'smol, rather with the left hand. So Amarava mipnei shatar nitna biyamin. Shnemar mino esh das lamo. So Rava says, because the Torah was given with the right hand, therefore the right hand has an importance. Rava rachana amar mipnei shi krova lapeh. Because a person often brings their right hand to their mouth. So because of that, a person eats with their right hand. So because of that, it's not appropriate to eat with the same hand that you wipe with. And the last approach, Rabbi Shimon Lakashar mipnei Nay shekosher but tefillin. This is incredible because it's the hand that you tie your tefillin on. Now, what's interesting about this is, as Sazer Shlakish is just saying, even though tefillin is put on the left hand, so you might have thought that the left has greater chashivas, greater importance because you put tefillin on it, the right has greater importance because the right is the one that wraps the left. So you see, there's something amazing that halacha lemaisa, there is greater importance to kedusha that is generated through dynamic activity more than kedusha that is generated through passive activity. The left hand is holy, but it's passive holiness. The right hand is active holiness. Therefore, again, better to wipe with the left hand than the right hand. And lastly, the Gemara says, Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Bnei Shemare, Ba Tamei Torah. And Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, because again, when going in and reading psukim or looking, if you have a, let's say, a chumash or a scroll with the trap, you use your right finger to go ahead and highlight the trap. Okay? To point to the trap. Kitanoi, Rabbi Lazar Amar Bnei Shemare, Ba, Rabbi Shua Amar Bnei Shekosei, Ba, Rabbi Akiva Amar Bnei Shemare, Ba Tamei Torah. So again, it's Machlokes Tanoim. So again, everyone agrees on the bottom line halacha, which is you don't wipe with your right hand. Better to wipe with your left hand. A machlokes, exactly why. Torah was given with the right hand. Right? The person goes ahead and eats with their right hand. A person goes ahead and shows the trap of the Torah with their right hand. Or a person goes ahead and wraps their tefillin with their right hand. Either way, halacha lemaisa, person shouldn't wipe with the right. Rather, a person should wipe with the left. All right, the most we'll stop over here for today. Tremendous shkoyach. Looking forward to, we're making our way towards the end of the Masechta. Very exciting, incredible Gemara today.